The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
All right, you guys, this is a special treat in this episode of Latinos Out Loud because, you know, I get excited when there's a friend of mine doing something pretty freaking amazing. So there's a friend of mine who's doing something pretty freaking amazing, and we have her on the show tonight. So without further ado, I want you to meet inventor and friend of mine, Corinne Vignette. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Did I say your last name French enough or
it's,
no?
It's my husband's name, so it's Vignette. He's not French. My mom is French, but he's not French. So it's Corinne Vignette, but you know,
I Frenchified his name because I thought he was part of the French clan, because I know that's part of your DNA.
That's all good. My daughter's trying to sneak into the shot. She's gone now. She was like standing by the window. Yeah.
How old is your daughter? Please tell everyone.
Valentina is 6 now, like 6 going on 16.
So
the back talk is like next level. It's not. Yeah.
How has it been in quarantine with a 6-year-old?
You know, I think in March when it started, it was a little hectic because I had my day job, I have my startup with the best friend, and then all of a sudden you become a kindergarten teacher. And that's like a job, like, love her, she's the best. But I mean, these teachers are way underpaid. Rachel, I know you know.
I'm losing my hair, by the way. It's official.
Rachel has vented on the show.
I also have a bulging vein on my forehead, which is new shit. Just letting you know if you can see it.
Yeah. So literally from March up until school starting this, you know, past September, we did not have our nanny. So we were, my husband and I, working from home, doing the kindergarten, you know, doing every single thing, which honestly, like, it's a lot. And I'm sure, Rachel, you probably, you know, would agree, like, but the family time is incredible. You know, I get to give her a bath. I get to give her dinner. We snuggle in bed. And honestly, like, that's all that really matters. But when you're type A and you have a lot of stuff going on, it's very, you know, she knows kind of there's certain hours throughout the day where it's like, mommy, daddy are working, you know? So
you hear the like, but I want to hang out with you. Cause that always gets me. I'm like, wait, what'd you just say?
No. The mom guilt is 100% real. I mean, I will be like, my God, what are you doing? Like, this is more important. Go play with her. But then I'm like, must send out email, you know? So yeah,
it's hard.
She gets it though. She gets it. She even said to me today, she's like, mommy, she's like, I'm sorry you had to work a lot today. I'm like, no, it's all good. You know,
that is so sweet.
She's a little mini boss in training. She knows about the best friend. She wants to go on Shark Tank. She wants to make a deal with Lori and Barbara.
Oh, wow. She already knows who she wants to make the deal.
Oh, for sure. She'll be like, oh, they got a deal. Oh, they didn't get a deal. Yeah.
Lori, are you going to get me on QVC or what? Come on. This is perfect for QVC and you know it, Lori.
She's the QVC plug. We need her. Yeah.
Let's talk about the best friend, because you are not only mom extraordinaire, but you are a creator, an inventor of an amazing product. Can you please tell us about it?
Thank you. You're so sweet. I love that setup. So Rachel, I feel like we kind of got to take them back a little bit. Rachel and I met at camp. I think it was like summer camp.
Are we going to talk about our history? Go.
Great. Oh. So we were in camp, kind of awkward, probably braces, you know, big hair.
No, I need to see this version of Rachel.
You're gonna dig in the crates, come up with some photos.
Yeah.
You know this about me. There were some years there where I wasn't even sure of my sexual identity. Like, I looked like a little boy.
No,
I looked like a little boy. I don't know what happened there for a few years. I just wanted to play softball and be with the boys. It was
right.
So
I loved it. Our dodgeball and our kickball games were like 100. Like,
intense, bro. And you're super athletic too, but you were always just
I'm a competitor. You know, my husband would be like, you're not athletic, but I am. I played soccer. I am very competitive. If there's something to win or a prize, like, let's go.
Okay, let's talk about it. I have a memory to share. If we're going down memory lane, then we'll talk about your amazing product. I just remember, okay, you guys, I'm going to keep it 100. You know, when you were a youth and you were being picked for the teams, it's a really fucked up situation for those that were picked last. But I've got to say, Corinne and I were always in the top 6.
For sure, tier 1, always. All the way.
Kickball, dodgeball, softball, volleyball, Ringolivio. What were the games that we played in Brooklyn? I don't remember. Crazy games. But we were always... I will say shout out to that day camp. Shout out to Parkway Day Camp.
I have such fond memories of that camp. We met and then we had a second tour of duty together at Time Inc. when I was at Real Simple, which is actually where the best friend was born. You were at People in Espanol. I remember we had like a lovely catch up lunch. I was like, are you here? I'm here. So to give you a little bit of backstory about the best friend, Real Simple is a really big brand. It's all about making life easier. And, you know, it was invented, the magazine started in the year 2000. If you think about it, this is before iPhones, before social media. So even the premise of making life easier back then, it just kind of made sense, you know. Then you flash forward, you know, how everything is now. It's like, oh my God, yes. Like, tell me the 5, you know, vacuums I need to be looking at. Give me the 3 car seats I need, you know, and they really do the homework for you. So the whole making life easier brand promise always stuck with me. So each morning I would stand in front of my closet and I would look for a dress to wear. I would slip it on. I would start to zip it up and I could only zip it up halfway. And all women and men even know this because they're the ones that are zipping us.
Yeah.
Frankie has something to say. Yeah.
I love zipping up. That's my favorite.
Frank! Probably love unzipping as well.
Behave, Frank.
So
he zips up even when he's not asked. I got you. It's like, Frank.
So I didn't ask you to touch my zipper. What are you doing?
So it was a real problem. And honestly, like, I'm very flexible. I take Pilates and I'm pushing and I'm pulling and I'm wiggling and I'm jiggling. And I thought to myself, like, there's got to be a better way. So I thought of, you know, what if you had something like a best friend that, you know, helped you zip up the back of your dress? And that's how she came to be. So this is the packaging.
Wow. It's
the best friend. She's got your back. That's our tagline.
That's and you know, cool. She's got a nice little culo. I just have to say, she's got a beautiful shape.
Wow.
It does. Some people have said they think that I have modeled her after myself. I have not, but I will take that compliment.
Take that. She's got a banging, beautiful body.
She was meant to be a universally appealing brunette. Somebody that you'd want to be friends with, somebody that's cute, but not, you know, intimidating. And I guess maybe kind of how I'd like to think people see me. I don't know.
Yes, girl. Yes.
So this is her. So the
She's
cool
so
thing
cute.
Is.
Wow.
Collect the whole set.
I'll take you through it, but she's made to look like your actual best friend. So you have the functionality and I'll kind of take you through how it works of zipping up the dress, but she's also adorable. You know, your kids can play with her. She's really cute to look at. You throw her in your purse, you know, whatever it is.
Can we just say, because we have some people just listening on audio, you're holding up kind of like an action figure of the best, right? So
yes.
So this is cool. So if you're not seeing this.
So anymore, in the front, it's an action figure. And then in the back, there's this clip. And this is really where the genius kind of comes in. And I'll show you how it goes on a dress. Actually, we'll show you right now.
Ooh, yes, a so demo.
What you do, I came prepared. So what you do is you take, here's the zipper pull, and you take this clip and you clip it in.
Oh,
so now it's
attached.
Yes. You take the cord out so you have all that extra, you know, kind of ammo, and then you slip your dress on and then you pull it up.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you take it off and you're on your way out the door.
Wow.
Yeah, you're back, literally.
Yep.
Wow. This is interesting.
Yeah. So that's honestly, it's been my second baby. It's been a labor of love. It's honestly kept me sane and happy throughout the quarantine. There have been a lot of exciting things happening. We started selling on Amazon. We've only been for sale, actually it's a year, like almost to the day. It was November of this time last year. So we got lucky in that, you know, it was holiday and most people were buying 2 at a time, which was kind of like, you know, one for them, one for their mom, one for them, one for their best friends.
Yes.
I had friends and clients that were buying 4, 5, 6 because they were just like getting everyone off on their list. They were like, check, 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 you know? So I thought that was incredible. But we started selling on Amazon in May, and that's really changed the business. Obviously, Amazon is everything. I'm sure you got, I mean, I'm surprised that it links to my credit card and I actually get charged for things because it's just so easy to add to cart.
It is.
I accidentally buy stuff on Amazon. I just like, where you accidentally ask Alexa and she's just like, I'm buying, you know, everything on your wish list. I'm like, no, Alexa.
I do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
In my sleep, I order blunt wraps. It's so weird. so weird. I order like custom like rolling papers. It's weird. In my sleep. Anyway, please continue.
So, yeah. So Amazon really changed the game for us. We were recently accepted into a very prestigious program called Amazon Launchpad, which has a lot of other bells and whistles. It's kind of almost like Amazon editorial in that you're put in, you're folded into the fray with, you know, gift guides and Mother's Day and Father's Day and, you know, stuff like that. So holiday, and I've been laser focused, my God, since like the end of the summer on holiday. So like our, you know, social campaigns are going live next week. I didn't film it, but it was filmed today. So you guys are getting the, before anyone even gets to hear about
what?
It.
What?
The Hallmark Channel reached out to me. They have a morning show called called Home and Family. And they reached out to me on Facebook and they're like, we love it. We want to feature it. We're doing a segment on personal assistance, like things that make your life easier. So I'm like, great. And they were like, it's a done deal. They're like, you're going to be one of, you know, five or six things featured. And they were filming today. And I like literally said a little prayer. They said it looks good, but you never know. I mean, Rachel, you know how TV is, you know?
Yeah.
The salesperson to me was like, oh, looks good. Like, I'll take it. But it's not a done deal. She was like, reach out to me in the afternoon and I'll, you know, let you know. So I'm like, hey, wanted to check in. She's like, it went great. They loved it. I'm like, oh, it came in. So it's airing Wednesday at 10 a.m. And I'm ready to break the internet. So
congrats. Yeah. We will repost and reshare for sure.
Thank you.
This is so incredible. And you guys out there, just listen to the creativity put behind her trajectory here. So you have a wealth of experience from your Real Simple days, but now you're your own boss. You created this product and you're still tapping into all that knowledge that you've acquired about PR and sales.
Everything. Fashion. Yeah. It honestly, it sounds silly and cliche, but it doesn't feel like a job. Like I can do this 25 hours a day and I just love it. I mean, it's just the joy that it gives me. It's like, I'm almost like, it's like a high. It's like with each press hit, it's even this, I'm just like, all right, let's get dressed. I love this. And there was there's a brand called Care Skincare. It's a former executive from Clinique, started the brand. His name is Ricardo and Pilar, him and his wife. And they did an interview with me last week. Really great interview. I'll send it to you. But I said one of the coolest things about being an entrepreneur is it just opens you up to this entire world. I get to do things like this. I get to reconnect with old friends. I get to talk to other people with startups who understand how amazing and how crazy. I mean, I think you have to be like a little sick in the head to do something like this. It's true. It's like, I mean, I have such a long rope and such like I get knocked down 99 times. I'm getting up 100. Like,
yes,
I am laser focused, you know, and it's like can't stop, won't stop. And I know we're on our way. I know with like the Hallmark Channel and you guys, I know I can feel it starting up. So Hallmark, I'm really excited.
I mean, especially during Christmas time, I'm always watching the Hallmark Channel.
Amazing.
I love my Hallmark Amazing. Christmas movie.
Well, during Christmas time, that's it. Right, Jamie.
Nope. Right. Only during Christmas. We get it. Sure.
No, I don't like their fall harvest stuff. Okay. I'm more of a Christmas movie guy. Okay.
I feel like they own Christmas.
They own Christmas. No, but I think Christmas, this is great. I mean, this is one of those products that is like, no, how has this
perfect
not been?
Perfect stocking stuffer.
Perfect stocking stuffer. And also like, how has this not been made before, you know what I mean?
I get a lot of that. Yeah. I get a lot of that for sure. I mean, I've had good friends say to me, I can't believe this thing doesn't fucking exist. Like, and I will tell you, you know, I did my homework like any good entrepreneur does. If you go on Amazon, you might find like a stick and a hook or like a fishing rod or like something not cute and very archaic and caveman-like. I just built a better mousetrap. You know, it's patented, it's fun. It's again, the best friend, she's got your back. Clip, slip, and zip. It's just like, you know, just add water. It all came together.
I have a question. So men might find this somewhat appealing. She's cute. They may want to zip their pants up. Do you recommend this for men?
Listen, if they've got an Amazon account, I recommend it for them.
Wait, that's gonna be hanging down from our zipper, a front zipper.
Something? I have my one best of my friend. One of my husband, my husband, Scott, I went to like a holiday dinner around this time last year. And he works with a guy named Scott, who's very senior. And I love him, but he's like very raunchy. Like when I first met him, I was like, and Rachel will tell you, like, I'm not shy, But like, there's, you know, there's certain kind of things. You're meeting me and my 4-year-old for the first time. I'm like, some of the words that were coming out of his mouth, I was like, oh my God. But then I grew to, you know him and love him. He, during this holiday dinner, because it was this time last year, I just like actually gotten some of the first product. So he was giving a toast and he was like, oh, I can use this to like help me zip my pants up. And like everybody at the table was laughing. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
People might get the wrong idea.
That's a long-winded answer for yes.
People might get the wrong idea with like if someone's wife gets pissed off at their husband. It's like, I caught him with my best friend in our bedroom. And it's like, no, it's not what you think. It's the product.
Right. It's not what we think. It's always not what we think. Right.
Right.
But Christmas is coming. So we're getting ready for a really big holiday season. We are on Amazon. And Rachel, I think I told you we have a special coupon or special like promo code for all the Latinos Out Loud listeners.
Yeah. We love it. We love gifting our listeners with discounts. I'm all about the bargain. Please share more information, Corinne.
Yes. Wow. It's Loud BFF. So Loud, LOUD, best friends forever. And you'll get 10% off if you go on the website, which is bestfriendzip.com. So get one for you, get one for your mom, get one for grandma.
Nice. Our listeners may already have a Loud BFF, but even if you already have a Loud BFF, you don't have this Loud BFF. So go to, what's the URL one more time, Corinne?
It's bestfriendzip.com.
Bestfriendzip.com.
Yeah, and the special Latinos Out Loud promo code is Loud BFF.
Fantastic.
You know what this would be? This would be a great like gift to give to your like a bunch of your bridesmaids, you know?
I love that you said that because weddings are, we're actually going to be featured in Martha Stewart Weddings I think next month. But wow. there's a really big, I say from engagement to honeymoon, but I think to your point, it's really like bachelorette parties, bridal showers, day of like getting ready. Yeah. I've already had some wedding planners buy like, you know, 10, 15 at a time. So we're also looking at sororities, you know, anywhere where there's, you know, a lot, you know, of girls. But I always say it's really prom to senior citizen. You know, if you're a woman, I like to joke, like if you're, what is it, like Caitlyn Jenner, like I'm coming for you. You wear dresses like LFG, let's fucking go. Like,
I'm an aspiring background dancer, like a hip hop background dancer.
Sure.
Well, I think that could also be a market, like, you know, because all the girls were usually backstage getting ready for our hip hop dance.
Yeah.
And we have a quick costume change. We got to get out there and dance for Beyonce. So maybe that's also a market, background dancers.
Listen, if you wear dresses, jumpsuits, if you're not an octopus and you wear outfits like that, this is for you.
That's the slogan. If you're not an octopus,
if you're not an octopus, if you don't have 8 arms, this product is for you.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, Corinne, and for that amazing discount code for our listeners. So proud of you, girl.
I just love the evolution,
you know, as a mother.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur.
And you too. You're killing it, like, on this, you know, podcast front. I know you're, like, wife, mama, executive, doing your thing.
All of it, all of the above. But please, one time for Corinne Vinette. I'm not going to front you on it anymore. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys, it is the time within the episode of Latinos Out Loud that we interview somebody amazing. Okay, it's so timely because tonight is the night before Election Day. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We've been working towards this day for so long, and we thought what a great treat it would be to have performing artist and activist Tootsie Warhol on the show. Welcome.
Woo! Thank you.
Welcome to the Latinos Out Loud podcast, your virtual background. I'm not sure if it's real or virtual. Could you describe what we're looking at?
We are looking at a picture of Donald Trump. Who is the worst president in the history of presidents, as we know. And then there's a picture of me. And if the people can't see it, you know, a lot of people say that I look like Donald Trump, but really I'm a lot better looking than Donald Trump, right? So my name is Tootsie Warhol, like a Tootsie Roll and Andy Warhol. And I'm an artist and an activist. And what you see there is it's an orange. I paint myself, it's a beautiful orange. And then I've got a gold wig and a tremendous outfit and a very long red tie, you know? So it gives you the real Trump look.
Wow.
There's a lot of Trumpisms in your voice right now. Is that permanently your voice?
Well, this is a character, you know, it's a satirical character. And I can tell you a true story. It's a very true story. I had a meeting with Donald Trump in 2017. It's true. You Google Tootsie Warhol. It comes right up. Boom. And I have pictures with him. This was serious. So in 2017, I was working then as a lawyer. Now I'm an artist and an activist and an orange person. But in 2017, the week of Trump's inauguration, I went into Trump Tower and I met with him for an hour with Martin Luther King III and civil rights leaders. And we talked about very important issues. We talked about voter suppression and voter ID. These are very hot topic issues, right? And that meeting, it changed my life, and it changed my life very strongly. And it, when I shook Donald Trump's hand, he gave me this voice that I call the voice. And it's like the beast, it's stuck in me. So I'm doing it for you and for the great people who listen to Latinos Out Loud. I mean, this is a tremendous show. And I just wanna say, it's a great honor. I mean, this is like number one or number two in all Latino shows. It's incredible. And nobody loves Latinos more than Tootsie Warhol. In the whole planet, nobody loves Latinos more than Tootsie Warhol. It's
wow.
Latinos, I love Latinas, and I love Latinx. Latinx, all of them.
Latinx. I've never heard that. Sorry.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm very politically appropriate. Yeah.
So that story that when you met him and kind of his voice transferred onto you, it almost sounds like one of those 80s movies where like people, you know, they change their identities. So you got his identity. So is Donald Trump really the original Tootsie Warhol's identity? Did he take your identity?
That's deep.
No, because he's still doing his thing. He's still doing his thing. He hasn't changed one bit. But it is like an 80s sci-fi movie, and he put the beast into me. And it's, in a way, some people said I'm possessed. But no, I'm a very good person.
Wow.
You are a good person, because you've done a lot of work through your experience in the Brooklyn DA's office with domestic violence and helping out Latinos. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I used to be a prosecutor, right? And I was an advocate for victims of domestic violence. We called it violencia domestica, right? And it's a terrible thing. And I volunteered because actually Tootsie Warhol speaks great Spanish. I speak it muy bien, I can tell you that. And they said, we need people, because I was in Brooklyn, and we have lots of people from all over the world in Brooklyn speaking 100 languages. And they said, Mr. Warhol, will you do a volunteer in Spanish? Because we need people who are speaking Spanish to help the victims, because maybe they don't speak English or they don't feel comfortable. So I did that for a number of years, and it was an incredible experience. Really, the communities of Sunset Park and Bushwick, and these are very Hispanic communities. And this is what makes New York City so strong. You know, this is one of the reasons why I was so offended when Donald Trump said, when he launched his campaign 2015, he goes, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. And I'm the son of an immigrant. You know, I'm not Latino, but in many ways, I feel a little Latino, right? And
yes.
Immigrants make New York City and America so strong. So we can't be saying that kind of a thing about immigrants. And that was so hurtful when Donald Trump said that.
Wow.
We have that soundbite ingrained in our heads, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And we also did something with that creativity and energy back in 2015, right, Jamie? Room 28 worked with an organization mm-hmm. to put out a video called I Won't Vote For You. And we did a satirical rap parody. And you guys can check that on YouTube. It's still around and it's still very relevant. Latinos, we yeah. should not be voting for him. Just
wrapped by Emily Forgar, our guest co-host last week. He was on the mic on that one. But Tootsie, I want to ask, there's still people that love Trump, right? And so what do you think is the reason that he still has so many followers and just admirers? I mean, is it just because he has, there's some sort of still charisma there, even though it's slimy?
He is a charismatic figure, right? I mean, he's an entertainer, right? So when you see him on a debate stage or when you see him on TV, I'll give him that. He's very entertaining, right? But that doesn't make you a good politician. And that doesn't mean that you're going to do a good job in the White House. I know that, you know, he built a brand and it actually worked out very well for him with The Apprentice. he had a very strong support from African-American and Latino communities. This is well known. His highest numbers from The Apprentice were from those communities. And even though those numbers have gone down as he's become a very unpopular president, very unpopular, I tell you, but still a lot of people like him from his Apprentice days still. And that's the thing that I worry about with another very dangerous political figure, Kanye West, because I've been saying for a couple of years now that now this year he was a joke. He was a joke and he's not going to really get many votes. But I think he's going to be on the Republican ticket in 4 or 8 years as the candidate, really. Wow. And he's used his music to get into your home and make you feel comfortable with him. And you said, I like Kanye. You bought a T-shirt. Your kid bought an album. And but if he actually is really trying to run for president, this guy has never voted once in his life. He doesn't know anything about politics and he doesn't know how to run a country. So it's a dangerous thing.
Tutti, real quick, I see you're a genius. What's the mixture that you mix of Trump and the name Warhol? Can you explain to our listeners who are younger who Warhol was and who he is and what he means in pop art and the mixture that you're putting between Trump and him and your name?
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. Well, Andy Warhol is really one of the greatest artists in the history of art. And he died young in his 50s in 1987, and it was a terrible thing. But what he became famous for, I think a lot of people would know it. It's the soup cans, right? Campbell's Soup and Marilyn Monroe and Jackie and Coca-Cola, right? And what that is all about, it's called appropriation, right? Appropriation is when you take something, you borrow it, and then you make it your own thing. And really, that's what Tootsie Warhol were doing with pop culture, with things that Donald Trump is saying, you know, things like this, and his voice, and his look. So I'm appropriating things from pop culture, and then I put them in, and I put it out my own way. So that's really what a lot of Tootsie Warhol is about. It's about pop culture and American pop culture, and if the kids don't know him, Andy Warhol, you got to go to one of your local museums, and you'll see the soup cans, and you'll love those soup cans.
Wow.
What reaction do you get when you go around the city dressed as?
Wow, you know, so I'm in New York City, right? The Big Apple, they call it, right? The blinding lights. I mean, you know, concrete jungle, right? You got a lot of names for it. And I get all kinds of reactions because I'm really inhabiting the most controversial person really in the world right now. So I get people who scream at me, people who are shouting angry things at me, telling me to go do things to myself that are terrible.
Oh my God.
I don't want to say it in case there's children listening, but they say ugly things, very hateful, you know, but then there's also people who are supporting. But some people, they treat me like they're talking to Donald Trump. And I go, do you realize I'm Tootsie Warhol, right? I mean, I look a little bit like Trump, but I'm actually a lot more handsome than Donald Trump, right? And they're shouting at me things that they would be saying to the president. And I'm like, I am not the president, you know? This is a satire. Do you understand what I'm doing? But it's a scary thing. And I've been in Times Square almost every day for the last month, campaigning very strongly and spreading the message that we have to vote Biden-Harris. That's really the only choice you have. Even if you didn't love him, even if you liked other people in the primaries, even if you wanted a woman in charge, I think that would have been a tremendous thing. But that's the only choice that we have now. And it's hard in Times Square. You got winds, it's cold some days, it's rained some days, and then there's people coming from all different angles and they might be attacking you. You don't know what they're doing, but some people do appreciate it and they appreciate the humor and the enthusiasm. And when you tie it in with this real story that I actually really met Donald Trump, it's a hell of a thing. I got to tell you that right now.
Wow.
An hour. I mean, what were you feeling while he was talking for an hour?
I mean, it really, you know what it's like? You're looking at him because I'm in his office where they filmed The Apprentice and I'm only 6 feet away from him. And it's like, you're staring at the sun. You know, when you stare at the sun, you see that black spot, you know, and then you look away and you're a little dizzy. And then you look back and, you know, I almost passed out. I mean, seriously. And there was points where he said things and I almost started laughing, but this is not a laughing matter. This is like, you know, I'm in my best suit. It's pressed. I got a nice tie on. I wore my Sunday's best because you're going to meet the president. This is not a joke, but I'm about to laugh. You know, I'm biting my lip and I'm going to bleed. So it was a serious thing. And this is the craziest thing. I mean, you people, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. I actually tape recorded the meeting, secretly tape recorded it. And it's been in the news if you Google Tootsie Whirl, you see all this stuff. And it's been in Politico, it's been in the New York Times, it's been in Independent, The Hill, HuffPost, everybody knows Tootsie Whirl. And it's not illegal, but it's definitely a sketchy move. I'll tell you that right now. It's a bold move. You know what a lot of people said? They go, wow, you tape recorded the president? You have a lot of cojones, right?
That's
yes. The Secret Service right there. They could have tasered me. They could have, you know, they could have made me the next, you know, victim. So I tape recorded him, and he said some terrible things in that meeting, and that's been reported on. So you can.
What were some of those terrible things?
Well, I tell you, one of the most terrible things, as the voters head to the polls, the thing that he said was, he goes, and this is a quote, he goes, many blacks didn't go out to vote at all because they liked me. And that was just as good as getting the vote. So it was great. And we're there saying, if they liked you, why didn't they vote for you, right? And right. We were there to discuss voter suppression. And that's what we were concerned about, that in certain states, requiring photo ID, purging voter polls, et cetera, actually prohibited African-Americans and minorities from voting. And he was laughing it up. He like forgot who he was talking to. And he's gone stone cold crazy. That's what I like to say. He's gone stone cold crazy. And so that was a sick thing, because he's also saying, if you don't vote, as long as you're not voting for him, he's very happy, right? Whereas almost any other politician, a respectable politician, would say, look, whoever you're gonna vote for, red, blue, independent, whoever, you gotta participate in our democracy, right? That's a good thing. If you participate in a democracy, teach your kids that.
Your civil duties.
Yeah, he's not like that at all. He said, if you weren't gonna vote for me and you're black, good, stay home. And it was great, that's how we won. So that's a sick thing. And the other thing he said was, he goes, I listen better to the African-American people, better than anyone else, better than anyone in this room. Now that's one thing, if you're gonna say it to your golf buddies at Mar-a-Lago, right? What a piece of crap that is. And but he says this to, I'm there with Martin Luther King III, who I used to work with. That's the son of Martin Luther King Jr. You can't say better to African Americans, better than the son of MLK. This guy is crazy. And so we're sitting there and we're like, does he know who he's talking to? You know, did he forget who the meeting was with? And these are terrible things. So it's all, you Google Tootsie Whirl and then it comes up and you got all the quotes and tapes. It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy story.
It reminds me in the debate when he said, I'm the least racist guy. He always thinks that he's the most or the least, depending on how good it makes him look in anywhere. Extremes, you know what I mean?
Extremes, absolutely.
So voter suppression is actually very relevant now, because we're recording this a day before election day, but right now we don't know. We don't know what's going on. It's a day before. We're all a little nervous because voter suppression is a real thing in this election. And Mr. Trump is, you know, he doesn't want everybody to vote. And, you know, he wants to even call a victory before all the votes are even in. You know, this is his thinking right now. What do you think about the election in general, this election that's coming up? And are you nervous? Are you hope? Are you optimistic? What's your thoughts?
I think we should be voting online, right?
Yeah.
You do everything online. Where's all your money, right? You have a bank. It's all online, right? Where are your selfies that you send to your boyfriend or your girlfriend, where maybe you're not wearing a lot of clothes? It's all online, right? And those are secure, right? They're not getting hacked. No, they're secure. And the same thing, we're the military. We have all of our nuclear missiles and everything. Do you think it's stored on a typewriter and printed out paper? No, it's online. The whole world is online, and it's 2020, and we should be voting online. We shouldn't be going and standing in these long lines that, you know, we got lines in New York City. It's 5 hours to vote. It's a terrible thing, right? So I'm worried that the mail-in voting is going to create a lot of problems. Everybody knows that. You send 200 wedding invites, at least one or two of them is going to get lost in the mail, right? That just happens. That's not good. So I'm worried about that. And I'm worried that it's going to take a long time for us to find out who won, and there are going to be recounts. There's been a lot of movies about the 2000 election, right? In Florida, that was a beauty, right? They didn't know what was going on. And it was a embarrassment for our democracy that we really kind of screwed up everything that was going on in Florida.
The hanging chads.
Fighting. Yeah, there was chads. It was very ugly. It was a lot of fighting. And it became very political, just the counting of the votes. I'm worried there's going to be a lot of that type of a situation going on, but it could be in many states with many court battles. And the voter suppression is a real thing. It's been happening a lot since there was a Supreme Court decision in 2013. It's called Shelby. Okay, the Shelby decision, 2013. Everybody knows this. You just Google it. It comes right up, Shelby. And what that did was it weakened the Voting Rights Act. Now that was, remember, that was Dr. King's favorite day in 1965. It's the day that they made sure that African-Americans could vote in this country and minorities, right? And what they did in 2013 is they weakened the Voting Rights Act and actually made it easy for states to make it hard for people to vote, to take you off of voter registration, et cetera. And it's a terrible thing. So that's been going on for many years now, 7 years. And it's not just Donald Trump, but of course, Donald Trump has something to do with it.
Wow.
Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, you guys, the brilliant Tootsie Warhol. Tell our listeners how they can learn more and follow you, please.
Absolutely. I mean, it's Tootsie Warhol NY on Instagram. And you also have to follow Latinos Out Loud on Instagram, too. And all of these great people, Frank Nibs and Rachel La Loca and everybody. And, you know, these are tremendous people. I want to tell you, look, I've done a lot of podcasts because I'm very famous. Let's face it. I'm a very famous person. But never have I had such incredible Latinos, and I have great love, amor, you know, they call it from the soul, right? Amor for Latinos. So you're incredible people. And I want to send you besos. These are e besos that I'm sending. E besos and abrazos too. Abrazos a besos. I love all of you.